one maybe doesn't get quite the publicity that the cybersecurity threat does these days, but it's real nonetheless. You have a situation where there are employees who, and vendors and others who have opportunity, a certain amount of pressure and a rationalization outlook in certain instances that combine for what's known in the industry as a fraud triangle. And that triangle of those three things, when they converge, leads to a situation where fraud is more likely to occur.
Is it easy or hard for agencies to keep track of all those points? I imagine it's pretty difficult.
Well, it is difficult, and there are the things that are very typical that people think of most often, payroll fraud or travel fraud, but there are other things that are a little bit more subtle, things that could relate to financial statements, you know, when you recognize expenses or obligations. There could be things related to theft of other assets, property, for example, agencies that seize property. There could be things like that. It could be a very specific event related to a response to a national emergency where there's a certain type of financial aspect, maybe a debit card, for example, will recall some of those type things. And so it's not necessarily something that is as obvious or as large, but it could be real nonetheless.
And I imagine, too, if it's something that can be done on an ongoing basis in small enough numbers in an organization that is moving the amounts of money that a federal agency is, it might be easy for somebody to escape detection if there aren't mechanisms in place like you're talking about.
There's an unprecedented volume and amount of funding over the past several years, particularly increased workloads, particularly for the financial and procurement staff. And all of those things, even in an environment of attention to transparency, can create more and more pressure. And for someone who is maybe tempted or close to the edge, that could possibly, in this current economic environment as well, push them over to consider doing something that would fall into the fraud category.
And that fits with the justification point of that triangle that you're talking about. What are the other two? What should I be looking for as clues, I guess, relevant to the other two points of that triangle, Linda?
Well, when you think about red flags, you're thinking about things like no calls to the hotline that an agency would have, high employee turnover, possible low morale in some circumstances, situations where employees' understanding of fraud is low or maybe not consistent, non-disclosure of conflicts or personal relationships with vendors, lack of oversight in some cases, for example, in the travel or purchase card area. So those are all red flags that might indicate that there's more attention needed.
Are there mechanisms in place that the agencies are using that are successful, and are there mechanisms that maybe aren't in place as many places as they should be?
Well, we find that that agencies that routinely spend time with the types of education and awareness training of fraud, that periodically do fraud risk assessments, that set the right tone at the top, that proactively identify risks and then monitor those internal controls that are specifically in place to prevent or detect fraud on a routine basis. And that's in addition to the typical financial reporting controls. But these are things that are specifically related to those areas where risk could emerge. And, you know, again, those types of reactive protocols as well as the preventive protocols are all very important.
Do we have any kind of a sense, as we have an idea of what improper payments overall consist of relative to the budgets of the various agencies? Do we have any sense of how much of the improper payments might be related to internal fraud?
You know, I haven't seen it specifically government-wide. There are certain programs in certain agencies where that is a known, but there are other things that are not quite as transparent in that respect. So I couldn't give you an exact number, but there are, when we do assessments like this, we typically find that the pressure points are in either payroll areas or procurement areas or things like purchase cards and travel. So those things don't always show up. Some of them are below the threshold that are that's been established for improper payment reporting, but still there is a risk there, and those would be in the top 10 risks.
Sounds like if we don't know the data, there's a pretty interesting GAO report in the making.
Well, it's something that we feel strongly about, and we know as we talk to CFOs that they do as well. And I would say that there are CFOs who have been very proactive about doing this type of education and putting the controls in place. So, I don't mean to paint a negative brush here, but in even the best-run organization, when those three factors converge, there are people there, and when people are there, there's always a risk. So it pays to stay attentive to it.